always good to be home.
Thank you, David. Always look forward to your introduction and you kind of balancing all the energies.
Do you pay him to say that?
No, I give him a script, though. And it is a beautiful day out. I appreciate everybody being here. Got up this morning and just about the time the sun was coming up and realized that it was going to be a nice warm day, which is good because...
Cold, wet days suck,
yes. And well, we just had snow here 2 days ago, so we could be having one of those Colorado springtime snowstorms in the mountains, and nobody would be here. Well, the diehards would be here, the diehards. And actually, Linda mentioned to me this morning, she said, you know, she looked at the sign up in the store, and she said, there's only 14 people signed up for today. What's going on? And I said, you know what we should do is we should, like NFL football games, we should black out the local area and unless it's sold out. And, can you do that, John, on the internet? Yeah, he says, yeah, no matter what.
Now, sweetie, that would be a bad idea.
I know. Anyway, it's a nice turnout. The morning started out beautiful and gorgeous as always, and I was working away on the slides and, yeah. And the slides were looking pretty good. And this was, by the way, my homework for the month. You remember what the homework was from Adamus? Create something, anything. Well, I kind of procrastinated, so the slides were my creation. And you're going to see some amazing things in the slides today.
That was your creation, honey.
It was, and I breathed into it. I did that... nay you into the slides. I projected myself. I put myself into the slides, and everything was going good, you know. And I tested them to make sure everything was just right. And then I was going to transfer them to go from my hard drive into my laptop that we use here. And all of a sudden, poof! All the graphics in the slides were gone. The text was still there, but all the graphics. Actually, the only thing that was left was St. Germain's quotes from last month. This was 8 o'clock this morning, and I know when I told...
And I can hear this. Oh!
Oh, damn. I panicked. I panicked because I thought, it's 8 o'clock. First of all, I heard the aspect of John Kaderka in my head saying, why don't you do this the night before? And when I told him about it later, the first thing he said, why didn't you do it the night before? And I tried doing a save as, and it wouldn't save the file. And I tried doing all sorts of stuff, reverting and going back, and I'm having visions in my Virgo mind about having to call up the group here and say, come pick up the trailer. I've got to redo all the slides, which I had really loved and breathed myself into. And I was getting panicky.
Poor you.
Linda was asking me some questions, because I had printed out her slides. And I was thinking we were going to hold the slides up to the Roy cam and hold the slides up and then turn them and twist them and say, you like the animation?
See, we would have gone like this.
Yeah, like that. And I was truly panicking. And I thought, this day is not turning out so good. And, of course, I was getting a little upset with you-know-who doesn't like my slides. Of course, he wasn't around to receive my curses, thank God, but I don't know what he's off doing something today. But anyway.
Got a girlfriend in Paris again?
I just stopped. I thought of Norma. Norma's breathing aspect came in and said, walk away, go breathe somewhere. So I did. I went out and had a cigarette. And I could see Norma saying, this is not what she means by breathing. But it was working for me at the time.
That's called sucking, not breathing.
Well, things sucked right about then. Now it was about 8:20, and I hadn't taken a shower yet. And this was, I was getting a little nervous. So anyway, I'd shut down my computer and was allowing it to reboot. And I came back very cautiously.
Miracle.
Opened up the slide program. It all came back. I don't know where it was, what had happened to it, what kind of joke they're trying to play, but damn it, today we're going to see slides. And I hope you like them because it caused a lot
Please
of tension.
Please pretend you like them. Just pretend.
We're
going to
awe
like
and ooh at the graphics, and it will be amazing. All I could think was, hey,
there,
not,
that was
not
good
now,
practice.
Not
yeah.
now, later.
Yeah, that could start.
All I could think was last month when we started, and, you know, right away, St. Germain, not being terribly patient, not respecting the slides, and thinking, oh, here we go again. But it's, I shouldn't say it, but it's calmed down. Everything's fine. Let's all take a deep breath for the slides.
I only felt a half effort
breathe,
there.
Breathe.
The serious ones were really
Hang
serious.
On. Let's breathe into the creation of the slides.
Okay.
Don't those slides look good?
That's what I live with. I'm going to do that with the dishes. Just breathe into the dishes getting done. Just breathe into that laundry room cleaning itself up.
Anyway, so I'm proud to say that we have slides. The group is more than 14 today. Everybody looks pretty good, pretty healthy, pretty young, actually. And before we introduce the folks who are here, I want to welcome everybody who's listening in online. This is the Crimson Circle. This is our monthly shout. And no matter why you're here, it's appropriate. In this first portion of the meetings, we go through our slides. So at the second portion, we allow the entities to come in. And the third portion, we do questions and answers. So just bring that in for the day. Who's here?
Well, are you talking here or like here?
Oh, what? What? What?
look at that. Woo!
This should be genuine, Garrett. This should be from the heart. Okay.
Okay, we have some out-of-town guests, and they're not all on my Whoa. List. Oh.
Want to see that again?
Yeah.
Okay.
No wonder you were so upset.
I'm getting back at St. Germain for last month, so.
I don't think that's a competition I'd start.
No, you're right.
I think I know who's going to win. Don't
yeah,
go
but
there.
You know what? I know Tobias is going to be here today.
So
he
you
showed
could
up
be a
earlier.
Little,
so I've got some protection.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll
you go
see.
Get him, Tobias. Yeah.
Not forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We have Marilyn Mirpasi here from Copenhagen, Denmark. Where are you?
Marianne.
Okay.
So good to see you again. Do you want to wave hello to everybody back in Denmark?
Hi, Denmark.
Do you want to say something in Danish?
Nej, rigtig.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That was it.
Sure, yeah. Hi, yeah, hi to everybody. Yeah.
Jeg elsker jer alle sammen.
Yeah.
Hi to the Great Danes.
Yes.
Okay.
See, we know,
yes.
You know, we don't know how to translate the words, but we've learned to translate the feelings.
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So be careful what you say today.
Oh.
Good to see you. And are you here just touring or?
I'm here because I need some sessions with Norma and Garrett. So.
Oh, a little promo. Yeah. Why are you here?
Because I'm Norma and Garrett.
We have very subtle advertising here. We're glad to see you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Martin is here from Switzerland. Where are you, Martin? Apparently he's not. I lied. Okay. And then we have, let's see, Sean and a guest, Sean's guest from Taos. Where are you?
From Taos, New Mexico. Oh, good to see you.
Oh, glad to see you again.
Did you drive up?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice weather. Yeah. This morning?
Yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I don't want to get real personal, but I'm just curious.
And we've met her before.
Yeah.
Her
before.
I was here at Christmas last
year.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see both of you. Yeah.
I think he's a first-timer.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have our friend Gene Tinder here from the Tahoe office.
Yeah.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah,
go ahead,
stand up. Does it feel good to be back?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been gone for a year. I only missed 2 months.
Yeah. Every, you know, 2 months these days, no matter what, feels like a year. You know, I think 2 months was, April, so February. 2 months, I can't even remember February. So.
Jean's been doing a great job. She's been a great addition to the Tahoe office.
Good to see you.
And then Beverly Salazar from Salt Lake City. There you are. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
And did you bring someone with you, maybe?
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. How's everything in Salt Lake City?
Great. Salty.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
And there are, even though they're not on my list, I noticed a lot of first-timers, people that we don't see very often. How many people are first-timers to the monthly meeting? Oh, see?
You notice they're all sitting in the back, close to the door.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
So it's been a fast-paced last month, March.
Yes.
Is everybody experienced that? Was there, did anybody just have a slow, boring month? Doesn't happen anymore. No matter what, it doesn't happen. Actually, I was in the shower this morning, and Tobias came in. That's why I know he's here. And
did he get clean, too?
He doesn't need to. He's pretty spiffy as it is. But,
really?
But he does turn his back, which is good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I feel
that.
Much better about that. But I was kind of saying, geez, Tobias, I mean, it's just busy. I mean, just everything is going so fast. And he cracked up laughing and he said, and it will stay that way. Not just for me. I said, you mean just me? And he goes, no. For all of Shamba, really for all the world. So I guess the message is get used to it.
Yeah, that's real nice. Thanks.
All right.
Oh, let me hurry up and get out of bed. Not.
Last month, as you may remember, Adama St. Germain came in before the slides. And this was the Shoud 7 of the Quantum Leap.
Well, we were sitting there, and I could feel Jeff doing this.
Last month?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I was like, oh, wow, this isn't going to go long. Sure enough.
Well, he came in right away.
Right away.
The name of the Shoud, I know he had, this was his spelling, very specific afterwards, and I think he does it just to mess with us. But I think it was pronounced Nayu. Nayu, you remember, Gene? Is that how he said it, Nayu? But he wanted it spelled the fancy way. So,
please.
Okay. Here we go. Linda's
going to
read.
That's Cthulhu's way. He spelled it for Cthulhu.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's Cthulhu's way.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Linda's going to read the part of St. Germain. I'll make my comments on his channeling.
Well, and this is a big shoes to step into here, as he says. Okay, I don't know if I can do it as verbose and as obnoxious as
No,
he
no, is. Just...
Do it like me or do it like him?
Do it like you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I am that I am, that I am that I am. The incomparable, irreverent, unholy, but whole, Adama St. Germain. Oh, yay!
Everybody encourages him. They encourage him.
Woe to those who did not get my message that we would start early today. Ha, you're supposed to laugh when this stuff's impressive.
This is, what do you think? This is a Rocky Horror Picture Show here?
Shambra, Shambra, Shambra. I sent it, you felt it, and you pretended that you didn't hear it.
So he came in early. It was interesting that looking at the message board afterwards, there were so many Shambra that it's like, yeah, I did have this feeling. Or some of them actually showed up and said, you know, normally we don't watch the introduction portion, but for some reason they just felt compelled. And then some that actually got the feeling, didn't tune in early. But anyway, he was having fun.
He always does.
He went on to say,
there are scientists and individuals right now who are coming very, very close to understanding what water truly is, beyond the molecules and the atoms and even the subatomic features. For this holds the answer to so many of the old energy questions on Earth. I'm going to say that it will be within your lifetime that you see this grand revelation of the true capability of water and consciousness. Shambra, your pioneer work into consciousness is helping to make this possible.
So when St. Germain came in, he of course said he came in early because he's busy. He was working with a group of scientists. If he's not dating in Paris, working with a group of scientists, basically who are helping to understand the real potential of water.
Well, if he's so smart and so hot, how come he can't do both?
I imagine he can. Why don't you ask him next Q&A? You ask him. But he was saying that particularly after the quantum leap, that it has opened up new potential, that he says we're helping to pioneer that shift in consciousness that's allowing scientists to begin to really discover the true potential of water. He went on to say,
there's another group I've been working with very closely, a group of scientists who are working with the rejuvenation of the physical body. They're working right now, oddly enough, with this thing you called stem cell research, primarily with the body's ability to regenerate hair. But as a result of this research, they're going to discover a very, very simple but deep level how the body is able to regenerate itself. Wouldn't you know it would come through hair?
Yes. Well, because there's such a demand, people are willing to pay money for it. And the pharmaceutical companies or whoever understand that there's a huge market. So it's profit-driven, but it's also profit-driven. Get it? Get it? Yeah, okay. Applaud the slides. You don't have to laugh at the jokes. Yeah. But anyway, I remember he also said in here that he was suggesting that they call the new product, you know, for hair regeneration, Adamus for the man who wants to be a man again. That was his joke, not mine. Anyway,
very funny. I'm so amused.
But again, the whole thing with the new potentials and new consciousness is going to come to us in interesting ways.
He's absolutely right. Of course it has to come through vanity.
Yeah, but of course, well, vanity, but through it, they discover stem cell research really can do.
It's awesome.
And on top of that, George Bush is going to be out of office in, 8 months now? Oh, you know, once in a while, you know, the CIA might be listening in. You know, they know where I live. But it's interesting here in the U.S. that this whole concept of stem cell research has been kind of blocked to a degree because of the religious connotations.
We don't want to talk about how stupid that is, because all it means is that it's being done everywhere but here. We know we have friends in Australia that are working in the stem cell labs in Australia.
All over Japan, all over the world.
It just means it's not happening here.
But you know, the government here...
And that would
here,
be Bush. Go ahead, ruin more business opportunities in the U.S. Go ahead, totally ruin the economy.
The government here, with those who have the religious basis, the more old energy, I would say, religious basis, don't believe that we should play God. Well, hell, that's exactly what Tobias and Saint Germain say we are. So anyway, so he's saying stem cell research is going to take some quantum leaps and give us a much greater understanding of how the body can rejuvenate itself.
They're learning about stem cell stuff so fast. The stuff I've been reading is stunning. It's way beyond the little piece they thought.
You know, I'm going to put out the call right now. We're doing the summer Schomburg conference in Europe this summer in Hamburg, Germany. And we're working on all the details for it right now. It's going to be a phenomenal event because it's going to be Schomburg. We're having a lot of music, more than we've had in the past. But I'd love to have a stem cell scientist or researcher talk and come in and talk about what they're really seeing go on, not just the news release.
So we're
release
putting
stuff.
Out the call.
Putting out the call. If anybody knows
really,
anybody.
Really conscious scientist.
Absolutely. About stem cell research or water. Okay, so we're putting out the call. Let's breathe that one in. This blend of science, physics, and spirituality. Amazing.
Amazing.
Done. Okay. Whoa. I got to go back here.
Yes,
okay.
You do.
Okay. Saint Germain went on to say,
there are so many old tensions that are now coming to the surface in the earth as well as with the humans. This is a type of pre-Easter energy coming up, but it's bringing up a tremendous amount of old anger, old resentment, and especially hanging on to old energy. So, I've been working with Chambra, with several other spiritual groups in this land of the Mideast, to try to allow potentials of new resolutions to come to this very volatile situation.
So, besides working with the scientist on water, on stem cell research, he was also working with the conflicts in the Mideast. He's
Superman's
busy.
Superman's dead, but not super entity.
So he was busy, and as you know, last Shoud, there was a big flare-up in the Mideast that lasted for a couple weeks, and then it quieted down. It was interesting to see on the message board and some emails I got from Chambra in Israel saying that they had really felt Saint Germain working with them in the past few weeks prior to the Shoud, and that they also really could feel the tension that was going on there. And actually, I want to use this to say that we've been to Israel a number of times. The Israeli Chambras, they I don't want to say hold, but they are participating in a tremendous energy there. You can feel it there, that there's so much tension, but also potential of beauty for the world. And our Shambra there do an incredible job.
You know what? You can stand in the middle of the forest. You can stand in the middle next to a lake and just hold and move energy and just be and expand your consciousness. But to stand in the middle of a shitstorm and do it really deserves attention. And they truly are expanding consciousness in a
very difficult,
incredible environment that really looks to and benefits from that kind of change. And you can really feel the difference there when you're with the Shambra there.
And, you know, when we've been there, Tobias and St. Germain have said, you know, it's okay to leave. You know, you've done your work here. It's okay to leave. But, you know, actually, they love it. They love being in the center of the biggest potential on Earth for change is really in that area. I think they deserve an applause.
I do,
for
too.
All the Shambra in Israel. Thank you.
And by the way, I want to make a statement because I don't want anybody to misunderstand here.
Yes.
I really do love Saint Germain, but, you know, I'm kind of immature. And when you really like somebody, you know how you tease them? Well, so I just tease about Saint Germain because he makes it so easy.
That's true. So. And he's going to love teasing you, too.
Anyways, I he's so easy.
Yes. I was just looking.
He could just smack me like that, and he.
Oh, he might.
Oh.
I took a moment here to look for the cameras, because we use three cameras in this very professional production here. And it's like, oh, my God, we forgot to put out the other cameras today. We have the Roy Cam, of course, over here with that funny extension on it. I don't get it at all, but it looks good. I'm just jealous, yes.
Roy!
What are you, Ed McMahon?
Roy!
What's with this group? But I realize we got very upscale here. We now have the cameras in the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Can we get a Roy Cam shot of Shambra ceiling cam. Yeah.
How did we get the CCIA to let us do that?
I don't know. I think Joe Collins had something to do with sweet-talking Susie into it. Susie happens to be Shambra. She happens to work very closely with the staff and Linda and I. And she happens to be the manager of the hall. So, yeah, yeah. So,
Susie,
thank you, Susie.
Never underestimate Susie.
Okay, so there we were. Next.
Tobias actually is working right now with a group from the Crimson Council that go out on occasions and take a measurement of human consciousness on Earth. Human consciousness is at an all-time high. This rapid change in worldwide consciousness is leading to all sorts of things. It's making things come up from the surface right now, whether it's things that were literally hidden in the caves, under the land, or in the sea. It's also making lies come to the surface. All of this is coming to the surface right now because consciousness is at such a high, high level.
So Tobias popped in this morning and we chatted a little bit. He will be here in the chair today. And I asked him if he was going to report on this measurement that he was involved in, which he certainly will today. But he was talking once again about, as consciousness shifts and changes and evolves, he was saying that all the lies, all the deceptions, they do come out. And he said very specifically, they come out first in us. You know, the things you've been hiding from, or we've all been hiding from, the little lies we've been telling ourselves, the aspects that we've been, you know, either hiding from or allowing them to distort our reality, that all comes out. So some of
that
you may
explains
have,
the month.
It may have. Well, I think this has been going on for 5 years or 8 years or whatever. But
it's been an odd month.
We've gone through a lot of it, and I think now humanity is starting to go through it.
Oh,
for humanity. Okay. He went on to say,
the moment you take that breath of receiving, you open yourself to all of the gifts that the physical earth, the physical universe, the heavens, and all of the dimensions have to offer. when you take that breath, when you take that breath of receiving, it opens all the pathways and corridors so that the energies, the consciousness, and then all of the specific elements can come in to serve you.
You know, the guys have said that when...
The who?
The guy, you know, the crew. They've said that when everything is done and said, we're going to not just understand in our head, but we're going to know in our hearts how simple this all is. And we're going to go back.
Right.
And
that simple?
That we're going to go back and say, well, why was it so difficult? Why didn't you tell us right up front that it was really simple? And they're going to say, but we did tell you. And when we go through things like lack of abundance and you know, feeling we have to fight for everything, they're going to say, we told you a long time ago, it's taking that conscious breath of receiving. And it all comes in to go to work for you.
And he said, simple's really, not working for me.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, which we don't need to get into right now. But at the end, when we really, really come to be a walking, living example, manifesting on earth, we're going to realize how simple it is. And then when we're teaching others, or which we're already all doing, but it's the simple stuff. It's the breathing. It's the being embodied on earth. Well, I won't get into it. I'll let them do it.
I was kind of liking that. Keep going.
No, we have slides. We have slides to get through today. Damn it.
That's kind of an important talk because, you know, on some of these days where it's really been challenging, the word simple is hard to remember. Mm-hmm. It's hard to relate to.
Yeah.
Is there a better word?
Easy button. Yeah, yeah, easy. No problem, man. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, I understand if we're pioneers and somehow when we get through it, we'll be able to perhaps make it simple for somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
But at the end of the day, it still is simple. We have slides here we have to get through.
As you can see, I'm stuck.
He went on to say.
All right. I got to get unstuck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of you have been experiencing this. The less you push, the more things happen. Oh, please.
The slides say it all. Right there in front of you. Ask and the slide will receive with you. Yeah. Whew. Go ahead.
Some of you have been experiencing this. The less you push, the more things happen. The less you worry about things and trying to force them, the easier it gets. The less you battle with things, the smoother your life goes. The less you try to do those little old hocus-pocus things like visualization and mantras and verbalization and mind games, the easier things become. You simply make choices in your life and enjoy your life and watch how everything comes to you. It manifests. I'm going to save this and read this to you when you're having a bad day. I'm saving that slide.
Well,
yeah, I'm saving that slide for you.
But you know, well, I won't get into it, but the slides say it all.
I'm saving this slide.
But you know, if I was just sitting at home and just taking the time, things would be easy. But when you're out traveling and you have a hectic schedule, well, then it does add complexity, but I'm choosing that. So I can't complain about it other than to you.
Did you get that on tape? Is that on tape? Thank you, John. There, that put it all in perspective.
It is
Go
simple,
ahead.
Though. I'll give you an example. Okay. The day before we do a workshop somewhere, for instance, a Kathumi workshop in Columbus, I'm edgy, I'm cranky, I'm like very irritable. And it just, Linda should get used to it. I'll put it on the calendar. Day before event, Jeff's a real butthead. And it's true. But I also realize that it's not about me.
Well, I wasn't just trying to make that slide about you, but since you've gone there.
And actually our teachers, the Crimson Circle teachers, have experienced the same thing a day before school. You feel the energies come in. You feel the people's issues and problems and everything else. I just have to separate me from all the other energies. And it's actually a very, very good example, which we're going to get into in just a moment. The whole concept of Nayu. Nayu. The concept of...
Oh, he's going to kick you for that later.
D- diving deep into an energy and allowing yourself to feel it totally, and it's not about you, to be able to feel into energy so much that you're not afraid of even losing your identity, because you never will, unfortunately. You'll always be you, always come back to the I am. So it's about being able to feel into the energy the day before a workshop, understand it's not me. I'm working on it. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm choosing to be there.
I wasn't trying to make this about you either.
But it's let's go back to the slides. The old slides. Okay.
Okay. Today, I want to talk to you about the Nayu blossom. You've opened up a few layers of feelings, but now it's time we really go for it, because feelings are where it's at. Let yourself dive in so deep that you can forget about yourself, because that self that holds back is the human aspect that's afraid it's going to forget itself. But you can't. You've always got the I am, your I am. At any moment, if you feel lost, overwhelmed, or consumed by the energies, all you have to do is remind yourself, I am that I am.
I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am.
It's like Dorothy. No place like home. No place like home. This is bad. You are the beginning and the end. And no one can ever take that away from you. Actually, I really liked this when he did this.
I did too.
A lot.
And the principle is very simple. He's saying we're going from beyond being mental beings or just thinking. We're going into being sensory beings or feeling beings. And again, that doesn't mean emotion. Feeling is the sensory awareness. You don't have to get all emotional, but you can absolutely feel something. So he's saying we've been like dabbling it a little bit, you know, feeling, but feeling sometimes is overwhelming. And he's saying now in this quantum leap, it's time to really let yourself feel. And I know there's a lot of empaths in Chambra, in the Crimson Circle, a lot of people who really can feel stuff. And it gets overwhelming at times. And then it gets into the brain. It's like a virus. And you start thinking it's about you. And then you start saying, well, what's wrong with me? The bias is saying, hey, you're taking away my channel for today. So I'm on first. But you start wondering what's wrong, and it creates this whole goofy situation. Saint Germain, in this actually kind of what I consider a landmark shout, is saying, dive in.
I love that.
Absolutely feel it. Don't worry about getting lost. Don't worry about being overwhelmed, because ultimately you're not going to be. See, it's real simple.
That part I get.
I am that I am.
I just have to convince everybody else.
So this is a huge opportunity. Well, he says, go on.
I love this. This was awesome.
Sure.
And it was really a neat experience. It was really fun to sit in the chair and do this.
Okay.
You're going to need feeling, awareness, sensitivity, and you're going to need discernment. We've talked about this before. What is you and what is outside of you? The more you work with Nayu, the energy of consciousness and awareness, the more easily you'll be able to discern what is you and what is not.
He went on in this next slide, I believe, to say, okay, we're going to go through an example here. Dive into the energy. Now, he also said that a lot of people say that they don't feel. And he says, but actually you do. You may block it out. You may be afraid of it, but it's not something you go to school to learn. It's natural. It's not something that you had to have studied in mystery schools in the past. You've always had it. The real question is, are you going to open that door once again, bold and fearless, and allow yourself to feel? Very, very natural. So he took us through 7 experiences, including...
Oh, you want me to read them? Okay.
Sure.
A terrorist group in Indonesia.
That was tough.
Yeah, mine was in Jakarta.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And could you feel the energy in that group?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And was And he said there was layers of it.
Yeah.
Don't just assume in your head that it's going to be.
Well, no, they were like plotting, but they were doubting themselves, and you know, who was the better terrorist? It was cool.
Did you feel the passion that they had?
Oh yeah. And the delusion about the 15 virgins or 21 virgins.
72.
Oh jeez, no wonder there's.
And the problem is they always remain virgins, always. So you know, that's. It's kind of an empty promise, I guess, you know. Uh-oh, they might be listening.
I never said the word. We didn't say what kind of terrorists.
No.
Okay.
And the other examples of diving in, really feeling things. Go ahead.
A polluted river in New Jersey.
Wow.
Now, that didn't take too much imagination, did it?
I didn't like that one.
Oh, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, it was because it contained more than just the river. It contained a lot of human consciousness.
Yeah.
Sorry to pick on New Jersey if anybody here is from the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, but come on, clean them up. Next.
A 30-year-old drug addict in London. That was really weird.
That was the most intense to me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Cthumi. I was flinging cow pies.
Poor Cthumi. We'll talk about Cthumi in just a little bit, but you know, he was concerned about Cthumi because so few sign-ups for that Cthumi workshop, and you'll wish that you had been there.
It was really good.
Next.
Yeah. A group of dolphins in Hawaii.
Easy.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Very light, very easy.
Right.
Okay, happy.
Next one.
Financial crisis in America.
Interesting one.
Very interesting.
Now, my own personal experience
with this. It was pre-Bear Stearns, wasn't it?
It was pre-Bear Stearns, and I did these afterwards. I dove in. It's not what you would think it is.
I know.
It's not what maybe you feel fear or whatever. It's possibly just a lie. So, yes. Okay, next.
A mother who just gave birth in Australia.
That hurt.
Oh, her legs were. Ow.
I'm glad I'm not going to give birth.
Tired.
Okay. No, it was wonderful. There were different levels
of it. There was all kinds of.
Yeah.
He said dive in and feel it all. He didn't say just one ass. He just feel it all.
Yeah. And finally,
Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
That was cheap.
That was close to Easter. What are you talking about?
It was cheap.
Yeah. But again, so much more than just Jesus. There was the whole consciousness of humanity at the time,
everything,
spirit, all.
Sending their consciousness to
these
him.
These were fun. So, you know, what I want to do is invite somebody in Chambra, somebody out there listening, no matter where you are, somebody in Chambra to develop a game board, dive into your feelings, or you know, we'll give it some name like Matthew. And you play it with a group, and you sit around, and you pick cards, and then you've got
to. And you do what?
Dive into the feelings.
Like the whole group and you just watch them or like what?
No. Just one person at a time and the other ones watch.
And do what?
Well, and then the person who dived in shares their experience.
And what's the game part here?
I don't know. It's just an idea. Let's not
say no. I'm just trying
to
help you with the creation. I didn't say no. I'm asking a question.
It'd be a brilliant game board. See, I can see Gina Michelle.
No?
Gina and Michelle are already working on it.
I didn't say no.
They're
designing it right now. I asked you creative questions.
See? Yeah. Dive in, we'll call it. It'll be wonderful. Go ahead. Work on it. Yes. Okay. So it was a wonderful experience.
It was.
Being in those different feelings.
It was.
Yes. He went on to say.
And it was more fun having someone channel it to you than just
wouldn't
pulling
you like
a card.
Doing it some evening sitting around the game table?
With you naked.
Jeez. I'm talking about when we go out to do a workshop somewhere, and you know, at night, you know, we'll a bunch of Chambra gathered around.
I gave you my guidelines.
Let's play dive in, and we'll different people will experience different things, and then they'll come back and tell us about it, and then they get like a little, I don't know, a piece of
this
chocolate or
far.
Glass of wine
too
or
far.
Whatever. Okay, I thought great idea. All right, next, last.
So Ashley. Please present your game ideas.
See, they're working away. Okay, next.
Create something from your imagination.
I just did. Go ahead.
Create something from your imagination and bring it into this material physical world.
Okay.
And then put your full consciousness into it.
Okay.
You're going to be creating it. But then let yourself go into it.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the sound effect.
I have no sound effect.
Okay. Allow the
I'm in.
Allow the expression of your Nayu, your energy, your essence, and your consciousness to flow into that creation.
It is. It okay. is so there.
Okay. Let your consciousness go in and fully explore it and become part of it. And then
watch what happens. It's going to work. It's going to be here. I bet you. Well, let's reserve a place on the launch pad here for, let's see, this April, May, June. Maybe June meeting or August meeting. It'll be here. No problem. Okay. All right, let's take a deep breath.
That was a really good channel. I really liked that experiencing thing. It was a nice thing.
I do, too.
It was really nice.
I do, too.
It made me very clear about doing
And then we could have
that.
Internet Nayu, and you play it on the internet with other people. You dive into the... All right. Reese DeVance. It's been a busy month, maybe too busy. I also want to mention that Norma and Garrett have been traveling with us, and thank you guys for just being there. It's been crazy, and I don't know how you guys keep up with it or how we keep up with you on the road. It's amazing. March 2008, the world of Chambra. Spent a good deal of time in Palma Mallorca, Spain, which is a little island off of Barcelona.
And that actually was from the window of our room.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a tourist shot. But
sure does.
We did quite a few things there. We started off with Tobias's Passion Workshop, and our host over there was Yuta Fries. And Yuta did a beautiful
job. Thank you, Yuta.
She made it so easy. All the arrangements, you know.
All the details.
Everything. These are actual shots from Mallorca, by the way. Beautiful island. This is the group that attended Passion. We had about 80 Chambra, a lot from Europe.
Do you know what that's like to try to get 80 Chambra together for a shot?
Let me go back to that.
It's like herding cats.
Where am I? Hang on a second. I got to show my slides. Got out of order here. Okay. So the Passion Workshop was tremendous.
People from Finland. And
yeah, all over. And this is actually shot at the hotel. And,
Iceland.
Now my slides are acting goofy. Oh, there it goes. And just to show you what the Passion did, it brought out things to... Somebody is messing with this. We went on to do the new energy syncretized teacher training. You challenged them. We had about 20 teachers there learning how to hold a syncretized school or retreat. I'm not touching that, and it's going a little...
I think you're being rushed along.
I think so. Okay, funny guys. We also did the channeling workshop in Palma Mallorca. We had about 70, and we Linda and I kind of lead the group through it. Saint Germain was our entity who came in, but
he was the lead dude.
We actually, the group that's there actually, over the course of the 3 days, learns to channel.
It's really fun.
They learn to channel, and they actually go through the whole process, break into groups of four, and do channeling. I'm not touching that. Okay. Kathumi's What's Missing Weekend was in Columbus, Ohio this last weekend with our host, Terry Spires. It was 50 people that showed up. Not the biggest group, but it was an incredible weekend.
It was not what I expected.
Not what I expected. Kathumi wasn't funny until the last day. And last day he was a little bit. Just a little bit.
Name one funny thing.
He was very, very straightforward.
Name one funny thing.
One funny thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But we had about 50 people.
And he was very serious
He kind of laid out what is going to be a wonderful book and also the basis for the movie that he talked about, What's Missing. I don't want to go into the point that he made because, well...
Oh, don't make it a secret.
No, it would take too long to explain properly. And I don't want people to misunderstand if I just try to do the mini version.
You can't come up with one-liner?
Nope. It was phenomenal. Go to the workshop, read the book. We'll do it later. This is the group at the... we're at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Columbus. Also with us was, of course, Norma and Garrett. Sorry I didn't have a picture of you guys. And Barbara Wythe channeled Albert Einstein. So a good time was had by all, and I know a lot of people wanted to go, but they just didn't for whatever reason. Oh.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Anyway, moving on. Yeah. You want to see that again? Okay. All right. Now that they're done messing with my slides. Okay. Ready?
By the way, that was Young Chambra in Columbus, and I want to make a note of that. That was probably the largest percentage of young people we've had show up to a workshop ever, and they were clearly, there was no coincidence that there were so many there, and it was encouraging to see it. It was really quite impressive. There's hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Upcoming events. We'll go through these kind of quickly. You can always check out...
Because your thing won't let you in the way.
You can check out the details on the website. They're all listed on the calendar and, of course, in the newsletter. Next weekend, a weekend in
Sao Paulo,
Brazil. We're looking forward to that. We're heading down there on Monday. Well, it looks like we'll have about 150 Chambra, our first time in South America. Mm-hmm. So it'll be incredible.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that effect. That was amazing.
I'll do that again.
Yeah.
Later this month, the Aspectology the Aspectology School in Kelowna, British Columbia, with our wonderful host, Tammy O'Reilly. I think this will be our fourth time in Kelowna, mm-hmm. and it's always kind of a launching ground for new materials. This will be the first time we've actually presented the Aspectology School. We're going to be doing it with Norman Garrett, and... I am looking forward to it quite a bit.
I hope so.
In May, off to Bucharest, Romania for a one-day day of new energy with our host, Sylvia Morin.
And she has been doing some amazing work because she also got three workshops together and helped the Hungarians put Budapest together.
And she's hosted the events the last couple of years.
Yes.
We're also doing Dreamwalker Death Teacher Training.
Hi, Sylvia.
It's almost sold out for those who are interested in attending.
Right.
And then following that, we are going to do Tobias's Aspectology School in Bucharest. So that should be phenomenal.
That should have an interesting flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do a hop, skip, and a jump over to Hungary, where we're doing two one-day events. One is kind of more general, type you could bring family and friends to.
First time to Hungary,
First-timers. And then the next day is more of an intense, kind of a Chambra one-day intensive. Quick look at the summer schedule for those planning your vacations or travels. We're joining with Lee Carroll, Steve Rother, and Rana Herman for the Cryon Summer Conference in Sedona in June. I'm looking forward to going back to Sedona and seeing the gang again. Finding Your Passion Workshop here in Denver, Colorado on June 28th through the 29th.
That's a nice workshop.
That is a very nice
workshop. And it's almost sold out.
Yep. It is. We have a small group, actually, because we're filming it. The Tobias Aspectology School in Breckenridge in middle of July. We're also filming that one. And then finally, the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Hamburg, Germany in late summer. We're doing the Midsummer in late summer.
The actual conference is the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and the 26th is Chambra Institute Teacher Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's actually 3 days, yeah.
Okay, on to a little Chambra news.
Oh, you didn't say anything about the teacher training maybe in Lincoln City.
Oh, I forgot to put that slide in. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're going to do the first NES Syncretize teacher training in Lincoln City, and it's in
July.
Is it July?
Yeah. So if you're interested in becoming certified Syncretize teacher and leading retreats in Syncretize, look on the website. The information's on there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that one. Okay, well, I got to play that one again. Watch.
When is it, Garrett?
Whoa.
The teacher training is in July.
Okay.
Okay.
The new Call to Awakening CD is now available for digital download. It got into the store yesterday. This is the thing that we recorded in Israel with Amir
amazing.
Gerhardt. It is beautiful.
And Gene has the clips with it. People can sample it. Is that true?
Right. Yeah, I can do that in just a moment, actually.
Oh, okay.
But yes, you can go to the website right now and sample any one of the cuts. If you want to purchase it, you can do a digital download. It's a 70-minute total, real time, so download will depend on your internet connection. I think if you have broadband, 10, 12 minutes or something like that to download. It is incredible.
I was there. It's amazing.
It includes six tracks, about 70 minutes. Download is $15. And you can actually go, you can sample. I'm going to do it right here. You could, oh, I'm not going to do it right there. Okay. You can go click on one of the tracks. Okay.
Good job with the slides.
Thanks.
Try the back arrow.
Actually, it knocked me up.
Hit the back arrow.
No, the wireless isn't working. Okay, back to the slides.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Well, you can sample any of the tracks on there. So it is available.
It's really quite wonderful and is definitely something that anybody could listen to if they're even the least bit open-minded, because it's not about channeling, it's about feeling.
Now, these are some of the early reviews. People started downloading yesterday, and the reviews are already on the website. And these are...
Holy crapola.
These are actual quotes I pulled off. I didn't make these up. These are on the message board if you want to go read them. But, yeah, holy moly, this is indescribable beyond words. And just started listening to the sample tracks. OMG, you know what that means? Oh, my God. The Goosebumps, Wahoo. This is fantastic. Oh, sheets. I don't know what that means. Oh, sheets?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay. It means that. Okay.
So innocent.
Tobias's voice just started. Holy crap, Ola, Jeff. And yeah, I didn't write those. So anyway, if you want to download it, it is available now.
It is really amazing.
It is really amazing.
I know people that said they tried to just listen to it, and they realized they really just had wanted to take time with it, because it's really moving, truly moving, and expanding feelings.
Crimson Circle products are now available on Amazon.com.
And who was it that made this brilliant move?
Thanks to Gene Tinder, who got that taken care of. So you can buy things through the Schomburg shop, of course, or you can go to Amazon.com. And I was going to take you there, but the link's not working, that up. Whoa, it's time for the launch pad. Watch these graphics here.
That's scary.
Whoa. All right, on the launch pad this month, let's
Where
all take
Where do you find this stuff?
I find it. On the launch pad this, it keeps going, is a dear friend of ours who we've known for a number of years, lives out in California and has a beautiful retreat called Spirit Trek. So please welcome
Rory Muniz.
Come on up, Rory.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Linda and I have personally been at Spirit Trek, at the retreat. Mm-hmm. We were there, I want to say, 2-3 years ago, and it is actually a working ranch. It is a beautiful place. And one thing I noticed about it, that whole area, is energetically, it's very, very soothing.
Yes.
There's some areas that we've been to that are kind of rough, even here in the mountains. The mountain energy is very strong, and that's good. That's not so good some days. But where you are is so nurturing.
There's an openness and sort of an open movement with the energy. You can feel it.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So you have a movie, and we're going to show a little bit of this, what Spirit Trek looks like. And if you wouldn't mind kind of describing as we go through here.
Sure.
Okay. Let's start it.
Welcome to Spirit Trek. It's a 35-acre ranch in what we call the Central Coast part of California. It's a working race quarter horse ranch. And this is a Marin foal that just happened about a month ago.
Wow.
We have all kinds of facilities. We have a banquet room. We have a place for people to stay. That's a gazebo that's out on the front lawn. We're just in bloom right now, which is incredibly beautiful. This is the conference room, which holds about 85 people, can handle any kind of groups, and we've had banquets in there and conferences, seminars.
It'd really actually be good for Crimson Circle teachers who want to do classes.
Absolutely. This is our kitchen. It's a full kitchen, which we can either cater, or we've had guest chefs like Leslie that have come before and cook, or you can bring in your own people. The ranch is covered with trees, eucalyptus, oak trees, and there's many paths to walk through. And then we have facilities for you to stay there. This is our suite we just completed. It'll hold 4 people. Incredible views, especially of the sunset. It's in Very nice place to be. This is showing more of the front where the banquet room is and coming the view you would have from the suite.
Isn't there like a bunkhouse, doesn't it?
Yes, we'll have pictures of that, yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to make it a place that people could come and have the experience and also be able to stay there so you can continue the experience. And it's a fun place. We're in the middle of wine country, hence the wine glasses, so we can help you with any of those kind of experiences. Has a jacuzzi tub, so it's a nice place to relax. You also have a swimming pool, which will come up in a moment. This is some of the places that you can hike and walk on the place. That's many beautiful paths. This is the bunkhouse. It holds 16 people in full-size beds, very nice, comfortable beds. And it's a way that you can stay inexpensively and experience the group feeling.
Is that 16 two per bed or one per bed?
Two per bed. Two, but they're full beds.
Just checking.
It has a bathroom and there's changing rooms and washrooms, other places. Then we have a 12-foot deep swimming pool.
Wow. Mm.
The people that originally put it, she was a diver, so it's quite nice, and waterfalls, and jacuzzi.
Beautiful.
It's just a place to kick back. Our vision was always somewhere that healing practitioners could come to, not just, you know, to teach. We welcome that, but what we want is a place that you could come and relax, network,
just,
you know,
kick away.
Back, get away from it all. This is showing some of the horse facilities, which we still do. We train horses. Mm. And you're welcome to experience this. We have many other animals on the ranch. We have nesting hawks that come back every year. The calves are just born this year. Wildflowers.
Mm.
So any kind of things that you can think of that you would like to do, we're more than can accommodate. We can basically have camping facilities, we have RV facilities, and we're very close to town. We're about a mile and a half from town, which has any kind of restaurant you'd want. So even if we didn't cater, you didn't want to eat there, we can go to restaurants.
Well, that's nice that it's so close to convenience as
well. It is, very close. And then we're close to all those other things, Hearst Castle, the beach. We have all the beaches and so forth, so we'd love to hear anything that you would like to do. This shows you approximately where it is. We have a local airport, San Luis Obispo, and it's halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, which the drive down from San Francisco or even San Jose, which is south of San Francisco, is amazing.
That's one of the most beautiful drives.
Yeah.
And we can help arrange any of that through our travel company we also have. But we can get you to and from the airport in San Luis Obispo, too. Some people that just want to have the experience and don't want to have the hassle of driving, we can accommodate that very easily.
And so, Rory, I know so many Chambra have thought about having a spirit center or, you know, retreat center, and you guys are actually doing it.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you had the movie to actually show people. It is a beautiful place, and it's real, and it's Chambra friendly, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, you have the wine and chocolates for everybody.
And olive oil.
Yes, and olive oil.
A lot of olive oil.
Yeah, we still have great olive oil. We actually were producers of olive oil, so we have a lot of very good olive oil.
Yeah.
Yes, with love.
So again, it's excellent for teachers who want to do training. If you're looking for a unique place for teachers to get away, for Chambra in general. Even just to bring friends and family, just to have a getaway.
Absolutely, and we invite any of you to come, and we'd be more than happy to take care of you, and especially Chambra. We'd like you to come and enjoy what's there.
Can we just move in?
For you, Linda.
Can we bring our fifth wheel?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we've had people ask that, and yes, we're more than willing to have you bring your fifth wheel, and
yeah,
you can just come right in. And we tell people, because you can park your fifth wheel, and instead of coming out and seeing your neighbor, you have some cows mooing in the back. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Those are your neighbors. Yeah.
They are my neighbors, absolutely.
So if anybody wants more information on Spirit Trek, www.spirittrek.com. And let's all do a big, deep breath for this beautiful facility and a dream come true.
And a hand, because they've done it.
A wonderful hand. You've done
it. Real creation.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh. So, thank you. Rory has cards. If you want information, he's got a little card there, so you keep that.
There's also cards, just to make a plug. We started an online travel agency to be able to work this so we can handle any of your reservations to get there. So
that's great.
Please give us a call.
Great. Thank you, Rory. Thank you
for
being here.
Say hi to Leslie for us.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. You know, I love the Schomburg Creations, just getting out there and doing it. And I'm sure if you talk to Rory that he would tell you that there's times of self-doubt. You know, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
It takes some work. You just do it.
It takes some work, but, you know.
Did you dive in?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of risks, at least what your mind thought were risks. But when you just do it, it works out, and there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. So thanks again, Rory, for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Before we take a break here, I just want to acknowledge the incredible group that comes in here once a month, gets the hall transformed from just an ordinary hall into a safe space for Chambra, sets up all the equipment, puts cameras in the ceiling, does all the kitchen work, the camera work, everything else, the table over here. It's
amazing. It's easy because good people do it.
Yeah, and so often we have people comment while we're traveling around that, I don't know how you guys do it, and actually it's real easy. We have an incredible group of Chambra, and particularly here, that puts together the monthly meeting. So I'd say a huge hand for the entire staff. Okay, see what else is here.
Oh, it's time to chant.
Oh, just a thank you again to all Chambra around the world. It's been an incredible journey with this, and it keeps growing, and it keeps getting more fun, and it keeps delving into new levels of consciousness. So thanks to Chambra worldwide. With that, we're going to take a much-needed 20-minute biological break and come back, see what Tobias has to say.